Let's call the house of Jack Bilbo from the Alan Price set. It's 3¾ minutes now past the hour of 8 o'clock. Very good morning if you just joined us.
Hello, how are you?
Okay. I honestly think at this time now we should have Mrs. Dale's Diary. I mean, it's the best time of the morning for a cereal, isn't it?
Today at 2 o'clock on Radio 1 and 2, don't forget there's more of the best in sounds on Where It's At with people like Peter, Paul and Mary.
I think rock and roll music and love get the chance to play.
And the Love Generation.
She touched me through me.
When I think of all the good times that I've wasted having good times.
Yeah, good times from Eric Burdon. Oh, and Nancy Sinatra. And this great new sound called Lightning's Girl.
I told you that I'm Lightning's Girl.
Also a fantastic Where It's At exclusive. The first play ever in this country of the latest Beach Boys sound. Oh, and we might even play a bit more of the records you've just heard. All this in Where It's At, today at the new time of 2 o'clock.
Many thanks, that's Chris Sterling there. Don't forget, 2 o'clock Radio 1 time. 5 minutes past eight. Let's play this one for Alan Freeman, shall we, who very kindly rang up and said he was enjoying the show. Thank you very much, Alan, and hi there to you. Number two this week in the Fun 30 from Radio 1, excerpt from a teenage opera, Keith West. How dare you sing when I'm talking now. Excerpt from a teenage opera, and that of course comes from Keith West. Radio 1 time now, 9¼ minutes past 8 o'clock, and I was hoping that perhaps Pete Murray might turn up this morning, but we haven't got Pete Murray, we've got Simon D. Oh, no.
I know, imagine that.
What on earth are you doing at this time in the morning?
Well, I thought I'd come and say what a fantastic job you're doing, Tony. I'd like to say what a fantastic job you're doing.
Thanks very much, Simon. It's a bit hectic, we've got everybody in here today.
Yeah, here, Alan Freeman phoned.
That's right.
I came in, you see, I care. I care. Morning, Buff.
And I wonder if anybody's seen you at this time in the morning.
Well, I don't know.
You look ghastly.
Yeah, I do look a bit off, don't I?
No, you don't really.
Hey, you're doing a great job though, Tony, really. Simba, I was listening to you in the car and everything. It all sounds groovy.
That's
working
good.
Hard, aren't you?
Yeah, well, it'll take a bit of time to settle down, you know, this being the first morning and everything.
Right.
Whereabouts are you on your way to?
Well, I'm going down the centre in about an hour and a half. Got a little show tonight, you know. Mm-hmm. Touch of the D times and things.
Yeah, I tell you what, I told you yesterday, actually, I said that if you turned up, I might put you on the spot.
Yes, you did. So?
Well, I thought, well, you know, you've been so nice turning up to this show this morning.
Hey, you look groovy.
Johnny Dilling and myself, we're going to shop at your show tonight.
Radio 1, good time music. Right!
Do you want a reply to that, Simon?
No, Tony, it doesn't deserve a reply.
I don't know how you can get out of that one, do you, really? You've got to try and get on TV any way possible, haven't you? Here come Diana Ross and the Supremes, the fabulous number called Reflections. Number four this week in the Radio 1 Fun 30, Reflections, Diana Ross and the Supremes. Simon, thank you very much for dropping in.
Tony, I just want to say one more time.
Yeah?
How great a job you're doing. I want to say it, but I can't say it, you understand.
Yes.
Anyway, keep the good work up, lads. I'm away for breakfast.
Thanks very much, Simon, for coming. We just heard that the Americans have launched another satellite. The only thing it's picking up at the moment is Radio 1.
Happy with this.
And a half minutes past 8 o'clock, and here comes the latest from the Hollies.